Remain standing with your Bible and let me prophesy small. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pick my text. Hebrews chapter 4 is a text, verses 1 and 2. Then before we sit down again, I will read Romans chapter 10, 1 to 4. And then I will read Hosea chapter 4, one verse, then we shall sit down. Hebrews 4, verses 1 and 2. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise be left us of entry into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith them that heard it. Romans chapter 10. Verses 1 to 4. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they be ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Hosea chapter 4. It's in the Old Testament. Before some people go know where Hosea is now, don't read and finish. Hosea. Chapter 4, 1 verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge. That is the emphasis. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. So the emphasis here is the emphasis of serving God with knowledge. The emphasis here is the emphasis of serving God by revelation. Now I'm looking at how people are serving God concerning Israel. He said something. They have a zeal to serve God. A zeal. But that zeal is not according to knowledge. There is also the group of people that left Egypt. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. They left Egypt. And God promised them the promised land where they will go and rest from all the trouble they were having in Egypt. But he said they could not. The gospel of that promised land. Listen, oh, I want to talk something small now that affects everybody sitting down here. And everybody listening to me. They left Egypt with a promise from Jehovah God himself that keeps all his promises. But there was a gospel that was preached to them. But they could not enter the promised land. Why? Because what they had was not mixed with faith. Faith here is revelation. Because of it, they could not enter the rest that was promised. When God gives a commandment, God expects you to keep that commandment to the letter and keep it also with revelation, with faith. That is why Cain and Abel brought an offering before God. One was accepted, the other one was rejected. Why? One, Abel, offered himself by his own sacrifice by a revelation. He had a revelation, so he knew how to approach that God. This is how I will approach him, and my sin and the sin of my father that we inherited will be atoned. But the other one came by his own righteousness. It was his own idea. That is the emphasis, church. Put your ideas away and serve God according to his perfect will. Study and know how to walk with this God. Like I was talking, some people think that it is by much prayer and fasting that God will hear you. If it is by much fasting and prayers that God will hear you, then where is grace? You that you are a father, you have children. Do your children fast before they come and ask you for anything? Why will you fast before you receive anything from God? It's because some preachers have misplaced how to approach God. They got the revelation wrong. And people are struggling and struggling and struggling to live a life pleasing God when we are supposed to be enjoying unmerited favor. Grace. People are struggling until you can. Why? Why are you saying you are a Christian and you don't have peace? Something is wrong. Why do you say you are a Christian? You don't sleep. Unless you do vigil in your house, you cannot sleep. Something is wrong. If it is prayer, don't you pray every night? Why is the attack not stopping? It simply means you are doing something wrong. Amen. Today, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And concerning communion, I'm going to talk about communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is what Apostle Paul said. I pray that somebody will just understand this thing and put it to practice. This is what he said. Verse 20 and verse 21. For when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper, huh? For in eating, everyone taketh before him his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. Therefore, he said, that is not communion. You can't call for communion the way you people are coming. Corinthian church, and even bride assembly, and even the bride of Christ, and Christians worldwide. Therefore, I am looking at the topic I titled, the wrong communion. The wrong communion. The wrong communion. Praise the Lord. That is the faith I'm talking about. That is the understanding I'm talking about. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The wrong communion. Everybody in the whole world, all Christians, every church, they take what they call the Holy Communion. Listen carefully. They take the Holy Communion. Communion was instituted by Christ himself. Therefore, there is the right way to take that communion. Every church, almost all the denominations, everyone, they have their own way. Even the entire message, everyone, they all have their own way of holding communion. There are some churches that have put some laws that disqualify certain people from taking communion. But those people can bring their tithe and offering. but they cannot take communion. Ah, so human beings are wicked. I have a brother here and a sister. I spoke with last week. Who spent how many years in Anglican Church? And she could not partake of the communion. I think she said 10 years or something like that. She could not partake. She was married to an Anglican man. She came from maybe Redeemed. And I know you are here now, you are listening to me. And then she said she could not partake of communion because the condition to be partaker of the communion that she has to participate. So she came believing that she's baptized, she's a Christian, like they do in Redeemed. So the day of communion, she went. But there was something she did that made them to know that, no, you have not yet been confirmed. As they stood there, according to them, when you come to collect the communion bread or so, or wine, there is a particular way you put your hand. Eh? Can I see? You were there before? How do they do it? You know, not just demonstrate it. Eh? How? That is the right on top left. Right on top left. If you put left on top right, it's wrong. So she saw people doing like this. So she said wait, but she put left on top right. And they say, Kai, stop it. This one. That is what they use in identifying her. And they brought her out. You can't take. Why? He said, you have not been confirmed. If you had been confirmed, you would have known, because before confirmation, there is a class you will go through where they will teach you so many things, including the right hand on top of the left hand to collect communion. What has that got to do with the cross, the body and blood of Jesus? Which hand you put and which hand you put? What is confirmation? That you have to be confirmed before you take the communion in the church. And some, they have so used the communion that they use it for everything. They use it to join husband and wife. And then they share the communion at the altar. Even for burial. Before the dead body, they take communion over the dead body. Before they bury him. And some take it in the morning. Some take it in the dead of the night. And all manner. And some use biscuit. Some use zobo. Some use coke. And some use what they call communion wine produced by some factory somewhere. So, you look at it, the same ordinance that was given by Christ, different way of doing it, something is wrong. We have supposed to have one faith, one love, one baptism, one Lord. Why are we having different ways of this communion thing? This is the reason Jesus Christ, therefore in John chapter 6, we all know the scripture when Jesus Christ said from verse 58, 53, it's a teaching, so I'll be giving the scriptures, you write them down so that you can go back and study, but we need to know something. And please always note that when I'm talking, I am talking to somebody who may be hearing me. Always there's somebody hearing me for the first time. And also there are some people sitting down here, they have heard it before, but they were overwhelmed with their problems, so they could not hear me when I was talking. Now they are in position now to hear me. And some, we did not stress the importance so much until for them to see the need to do it the right way. And so Jesus Christ in John chapter 6, if you read it from verse 53 up to verse 58, the emphasis there is that except you eat my flesh, you drink my blood, you have no life in you. And I said it that eating the flesh of Jesus Christ and drinking his blood, what he's trying to tell you is, you understanding what his blood stands for, what his body that was offered on the cross on Calvary stands for. Except you understand it, you only be a religious person. You will never have the effect of the cross on Calvary. You can't benefit from it. And many people are yet to eat the flesh of Jesus. And please, my Catholic brothers, to eat the flesh is not the Holy Eucharist, where you take the priest, say they say he has power to turn that wafer to the literal body of Jesus. And then offer it to the people with the power he has to turn it to the flesh of Jesus. This flesh of Jesus, not the finish. They turn it to the flesh of Jesus. And people believe that now it is the flesh of Jesus. And occultic people are coming to line up to eat it. Witches are lining up to eat it. Fornicators, adulterers, adulteresses, they are all. Corrupt politicians that have chopped all our money and reduced us to what we are today in Nigeria are coming to take communion. The blood, the body of Jesus. But the blood, only the priests, they drink them. The people are not qualified to drink the blood of Jesus. Only the priests drinks the blood. He will bless you. You people will see that he will back you. And chuck the thing. Chuck. I read then. Face you. And break you and scatter you. Praise God. That is what Christianity has been reduced to. And when we speak, they say we are criticizing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. He asked them in Matthew 16, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Because knowing him is important. Until you know who Jesus Christ is, your Christianity is in vain. It will never be meaningful. You must know who Jesus is before you can stand and die for him. Until you know who he is, before you will not be ashamed to identify with his reproach. You are ashamed because you have not yet known him. And knowing him is the rock upon which he built his church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, concerning the communion, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where we read, praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is the way he put it. He said, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. He speaks about not discerning the Lord's body. That is, when you come before the Lord like this, in celebrating the communion, if you don't come in the proper way, you come the way the Corinthian church was coming with all manner of carnalities. You do that because you don't understand the Lord's body. It's important that you understand what the body of Jesus Christ meant, what his blood meant. And in Colossians chapter 2, if you read verse 16 and verse 17, it says the law is a shadow of things to come, and the body is of Christ. Whatever you see, all the law, whatever you see in the Old Testament, it was a shadow speaking of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking of the new covenant, speaking of Christ and his church. So, under the new covenant, we have three ordinances that the church must observe. The first one is water baptism. Amen. The second one is the communion. And the third one is the feet washing. Amen. What is an ordinance? An ordinance is a physical demonstration. A physical action, demonstration, that conveys what you confess, what you believe. The spiritual made known by the physical. It's telling you about something. Our sins were remitted by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross on Calvary. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Our sins were remitted. And he said, he that believeth and is baptized. You believe the gospel and you are baptized shall be saved. Why baptism? Because the gospel is that the Lord Jesus Christ died our death, took away our sins, as it is written, he was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, Isaiah 53, and by his stripes we are healed. He shouted, it is finished. That is the gospel. Do you believe? Yes. If you want that blood to wash away your sin also, then there is a physical action you will do. That action is the ordinance of the baptism. Water baptism. And water baptism there is a correct baptism and there is the wrong baptism. As an ordinance. The second one, which is what we are observing today here, and we observe once every month in this church, is the communion. What is communion? Communion is fellowship. Amen. Communion is a fellowship of like minds. It's a demonstration of a bond. What binds us together? We have come to celebrate it. That is the meaning of communion. It's fellowship with Christ. Demonstration of fellowship. I'm trying to look for the best way to describe it. It's a demonstration of the bond that brings us together. Let us come and demonstrate it. It's an ordinance. It's an act that is declaring that bond. What is the bond? Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 22, verse 14. Let's read it. Luke chapter 22, verse 14. Let me read it up to verse 20. This is the way he put it. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. That is the last supper. And it is a Passover feast. For I say unto you, verse 16, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Verse 19, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. The emphasis there is that you do it in remembrance of me. What is communion? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, communion is actually the sharing of God's love. We come together to demonstrate our fellowship around the love of God. We come to share that love that was offered to us. We share it among ourselves to enjoy it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then we have the feet washing. The feet washing, communion is fellowship with Christ. The feet washing is the fellowship of the saints. We are now coming now to demonstrate further by saying the blood of Jesus Christ has brought you and me together, and this is how we shall relate with one another. That is the feet washing. And these two, praise the Lord, hallelujah, was demonstrated by Christ. First, it was a communion. Let's read John chapter 13. In verse 2. Amen. Are we there? And supper being ended. That supper we just read in Luke 22. The devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. And Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things unto his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, that last supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and guided himself. After that, he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was guided. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Because he felt he was not worthy for Christ, his master, to wash his feet. Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Note this statement. Jesus answered, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. That's my emphasis. Why was he washing their feet? He was washing their feet to demonstrate that you and I, we have a part together. We are joined together. You are my brother. You are my sister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 12. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know you what I have done to you? Do you know what I have done now by washing your feet, all of you? You call me master and Lord, and you say, wherefore, so I am. If I, your master, I then your Lord and master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Feet washing, therefore, is a commandment of the Lord. Any child that does not do feet washing does not understand what it is all about. Praise the Lord. And so also, like water baptism that is done wrongly, feet washing too, in some churches have been done wrongly. In some churches, the GO is the one that will sit down and they will bring a basin. Then he will take the place of Jesus, do it like Jesus, and then wash other people's feet. But we'll not see the person where they wash you. Oh. It is not the pastor that will wash the members' feet. All of us will wash one another's feet. I will wash your own, you wash my own. Why? We are joined together in love. I am supposed to demonstrate my love for you. I will watch over you, you will watch over me. I will pray for you, you will pray for me. I will stand for you, you will stand for me. That is what we are demonstrating in feet washing. The one that bishop will bring, sit and sit at the altar, and then people are lining up one by one, bringing them, he's pouring water on their leg. That is not how Jesus said we should do it. We have to do it among ourselves. Okay, among those disciples then. Who will do it now in the place of Jesus for the rest? Because if you read further, I think in the Luke's account, shortly after that, no wonder they were asking him, who is greatest among us in the kingdom? Who is the greatest? Maybe they too understood, okay, who among us now will take your place when you are gone? And see the way Jesus answered them. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The greatest shall be the one that we serve. Amen. But these days now, the greatest is the pastor. Amen. That is being served. You serve him. Some of you come to my office. Immediately you enter my office, you will kneel down. Because you are coming from Sele Church, we are the senior, most senior apostle. You can't even enter his office with shoe. You remove your shoe to humble yourself. And immediately you go, you kneel down, then he will take his staff and hit you for head. Enje Jagura. Hallelujah. Then concerning communion, it is the communion of the body of Christ. The bread, amen, must be unleavened bread. The bread must not have yeast. That is why it cannot be biscuit. It must be unleavened bread. Don't add yeast, because yeast will corrupt it. Yeast is a type of sin. It's a type of also false doctrine. We'll come to that. And the wine must contain alcohol. Don't be holier than Jesus himself, who gave the commandment. Don't say, as a Christian, you cannot drink alcohol, therefore, you cannot use wine for alcohol. No, 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 no. It is not like that. Praise the Lord. We are not entitled to alcohol except on the Lord's table for that purpose. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.